Across the country, the dairy industry has been struggling. Consumers are buying less liquid milk, and many farmers are having a tough time turning a profit. When a national distributor recently announced it was ending contracts with more than 100 dairy farms nationwide, that included 42 in Pennsylvania. Keystone Crossroads' Min Shin went to Lebanon County to meet with farmers looking for ways to stay in business.
Stretches of farmland spread along South Lincoln Avenue in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. These days you will notice yard signs planted across the area with bright orange letters that read, "Save our local dairy farms." Alicia Risser owns one of those dairy farms.
So, and then this is our heifer barn. They're aged about 11 months through 16 months is what we house here.
Risser and her husband run a dairy farm in Lebanon County, milking 80 cows. They started a contract with Swiss Premium 17 years ago, a brand distributed by Dean Foods. In those days, Risser says business was good. In recent years, things got harder. Fewer people are drinking milk, and competition among producers has grown increasingly harsh. This March, the Rissers received a termination notice, saying their contract with Dean Foods would end by June. The company says the decrease in sales left them no option. Risser says the decision came as a surprise and left farmers very little time to react.
If you lose your milk market, there is just not options out there.
Risser and her husband considered selling their farm. But by the beginning of April, Harrisburg Dairies announced that it would pick up 9 of the farms, including the Rissers.
Nervous about the direction the dairy industry is going to go, but this immediate crisis, you know, to have that burden lifted off our shoulders is tremendous.
These things don't always work out. According to the Center for Dairy Excellence, Pennsylvania lost more than 800 dairy farms since 2010. Having worked on farms from a young age, Risser says she understands the volatility of the industry.
The ability for a farm to make a profit is always going to be a challenge. It would kind of come and go in highs and lows, where the lows would not last real long. And what we're seeing currently is just a long stretch of low prices.
Across the country, the price farmers get for milk has been dropping. It's now about 3/4 of what it was in 2011. At the same time, Risser says it's costing farmers more and more to make milk. And the USDA says dairy farmers are getting 87 cents for every dollar spent to produce.
I think most farms are not making enough money per month to pay their bills. So for every month that we're in business, we are losing money.
Since prices are decreasing, farmers turn to increasing production to try to make up losses. But the more supply that floods the market, the cheaper the milk becomes. Jim Goodman, a Wisconsin farmer, is president of the National Family Farm Coalition.
So it's kind of a vicious cycle that higher production kind of encourages even more production, and the farmers get nowhere.
In the U.S., state and federal government have a role in determining milk prices. Goodman says government could do more to help family farmers.
In the United States, it seems that there's never been any question as to how much production is too much.
To find remedy for this crisis, Goodman's group wrote an open letter to members of Congress and the USDA, asking for an immediate raise in milk prices nationwide.
We need some kind of emergency relief right now because farmers are losing their farms. They can't pay their bills, and this impacts the whole structure of rural communities.
But there are skeptics of this idea. Dave Schwartz is the assistant director of Penn State Extension, a research center that helps farmers.
From a human side, that sounds very compassionate and important. And we do care very much about the people who operate these farms. Unfortunately, when the government intercedes in a part of the economy like that, it often has maybe unforeseen effects.
He says even if some farms go out of business, it's a natural result of marketplace economies. But it's a very tender subject. A study from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that farmers have the highest rate of suicide in the United States. Back in Lebanon County, the Rissers feel lucky that they have a new deal. About 4 dozen dairy farms in the area are still working with Dean Foods, but Risser says at least 2 are planning to sell their cows.
There's a lot of farms, good farmers, that are having to sell out right now, and our thoughts are with them. It's tough.
I'm Min Shin, Keystone Crossroads.